Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
How did Mr. Whittaker end up in the hospital?
Ouch!
Mega, 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 mega world!
Miss Kendall, it sounded as though you were choking.
Did we just have a power surge?
My computer!
So water does hurt those things?
Well, are you ready, Mandy?
I'm a little nervous. There are a lot of people out there.
Well, once the word got around that you were going to premiere two original plays here tonight, people didn't dare miss it.
Yeah, and those flyers my mom put up all over town didn't hurt. Or the invitations she sent to my whole family.
But you did a good job with the scripts. I'm sure you'll get an A from your English teacher.
Thanks. Connie had a great idea when she suggested that I should write about Wit's End. It's a lot easier to come up with stories about what I know than just making it all up.
I think she also liked the idea of being in it.
Well, who could play Connie better than Connie? The same goes for you, Eugene, and Bernard.
Thank you, Mandy. We've all enjoyed working on it with you. Oh, hey, the curtain's going up. We better find our places.
I'm right behind you. Eugene?
Greetings, Miss Strasberg.
Have you seen Nathaniel?
I have not.
Have you seen Connie?
I most certainly have.
Can you tell me where she is?
I most certainly can.
How about now?
Oh, she's at her usual position behind the counter.
You know, Eugene, if you were any more like a computer, we'd have to scan for viruses.
Why, thank you.
Here's your change, Bernard. Don't spend it all in one place.
What does that mean, Connie?
I have no idea.
Then why do you say it?
I have no idea.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Connie. Has Nathaniel come in yet? Liz says he was looking for me.
Connie! Eugene! Connie! Eugene!
Well, that would be him now.
How did it happen? Is he going to be all right?
Whoa, slow down! How did what happen?
How did Mr. Whittaker end up in the hospital?
What? He just left a little while ago.
Mr. Whittaker is in the hospital?
Says who?
Says everybody. All the kids are talking about it.
I'll call the hospital and see what's going on.
Liz said it was some sort of a stomach problem.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
It's my fault.
It is?
I'm sure it is. Oh, I feel awful. I didn't know he ended up in the hospital.
What did you do?
Well, it happened like this.
Howdy, Whit.
Oh, Bernard, good to see you.
Oh, watch your step there. I just mopped. It's a little slippery.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Looks great, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Mr. Whittaker, look at my new hamster.
Oh, wow. What a cuddly little fellow.
I got him today.
He might be hungry. He's sort of nibbling on my finger.
He does that. But I'll see if he wants some more food.
Hi, Whit. Care for a sandwich?
Oh, is this a Connie Kendall original?
As a matter of fact, it is. But don't let that stop you.
Yeah, well, I wish I were a little hungrier.
Well, you don't have to eat the whole thing. Just take a bite.
All right. Well, not bad.
You don't have to sound so surprised.
Sorry.
I gotta admit, I was a little worried about the mayonnaise.
Oh, maybe I should have mentioned that before you took a bite, huh?
Yeah, it might have been a good idea, Connie. But it tastes okay.
Oh, good.
Mr. Whittaker?
Huh?
Could you help me move this box?
Oh, sure, Eugene.
And then what?
Well, isn't it obvious? The mayo was bad. Whit went home, got a stomachache, called 911, passed out, and ended up in the hospital.
Please, Miss Kendall, curb your hyperbole. Others ingested your concoction with no deleterious effects.
Huh? He means other people ate the sandwich and didn't get sick.
Precisely, which means you're not to blame.
Well, if I'm not, who is?
Well, to put it succinctly, I am.
You?
Indeed. While your facts were essentially correct, Miss Kendall, your presentation was flawed. Here, in my own words, is precisely what really happened.
Greetings, Mr. Whittaker.
Bernard, a pleasure to see you.
Watch your footing, if you would. I just applied a slippery substance consisting of toxic fluids designed to make the floor smell and appear clean.
Heavens, it is rather ice-like. However, it looks magnificent.
Why, thank you.
Mr. Whittaker, gaze upon my recently acquired pet.
Ah, how nice. A small Eurasian rodent known as a hamster. From a Middle German hamster.
I obtained him only today.
He looks famished.
Perhaps I should provide him with some victuals.
Greetings, Mr. Whittaker. Care for a sandwich?
Of what variety?
Ham and cheese, mayo, lettuce, lightly salted, a spout of mustard, several expired seasonings, and flavor that can only be explained by a poorly clean counter.
I'll have a bite if I must.
Mr. Whittaker, could you help me move this box?
Oh, I would be happy to, Eugene. Oh, zounds! It is unusually difficult to hoist. I'm amazed you elevated your side with such ease.
Lift with your knees, not with your back.
Eugene, neither works too well at my age. There. Ouch!
Obviously, his lower lumbar and or patella gave way, landing him in the hospital.
I still think it was my sandwich.
It wasn't either one. It was all my fault.
How could it be your fault, Mandy?
Well, it happened like this.
Hello there, Mr. Whittaker.
Bernard, good to see you.
Oh, watch your step there.
Huh?
I just cleaned up some sort of pet droppings. It's still kind of slippery.
Oh, yes, I see it. Floor looks great, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Whittaker, look at my new hamster.
Oh, wow, what a cute little fellow.
I got him today. You should hold him.
Well, I don't know if I...
Here, huh? He won't bite. He never bites. Unless, of course, you squeeze him too hard. But don't hold him too loosely or he'll jump out of your hands.
Oh, is this okay?
Yes, and...
Ouch!
Did he bite you?
I think he did, and he's about... Ouch! He's about to bite me again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, I'll take him.
Oh, I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Maybe you should eat something. Connie, do you still have that sandwich you've been trying to pawn off all morning?
I think so.
I'm not real hungry. I think I just need to stop this bleeding and then lie down. Bernard, you might want to clean this up.
Okay, I'll get a second mop.
Mr. Whittaker, could you help me move this? Oh no, you're bleeding profusely. I believe I'm going to pass out.
See, Mr. Whittaker's in the hospital because of me.
Oh, Mandy.
I hardly think that was the cause.
Wow, the hamster of death.
Well, I called the hospital, and the lady at the front desk said she saw Whit leave. I asked her if he was okay, and she said she couldn't tell me anymore.
Well, at least he's out of there.
Yeah, but he could still be pretty bad off. I almost killed him, after all.
You?
How can it be your fault?
Are you kidding? Don't you remember what happened? Howdy, Whit.
Oh, Bernard, good to see you.
Yeah, well, watch your life. Whit, are you all right? I just mopped and it's a little slippery.
I think I'm okay. The floor looks great close up, by the way.
That's not what happened.
Everyone, what's going on here?
Mr. Whittaker, you're back.
Are you all right?
Are you well?
Well, why shouldn't I be?
Well, they all thought they did something to put you in the hospital.
It's all my fault.
No. I was there visiting a friend. Esther Gordon. She had an accident.
Oh, good.
What a relief.
Well, I don't mean that in a good way.
No, sorry, Whit. We're just glad you're okay.
Well, it's nice to know you care. You know, this is kind of a switch. Normally, I'm trying to get everyone to take responsibility, but this time you took it even though there was none to take. I guess you are listening after all.
So what happened to Esther?
Yeah.
Oh, that poor woman. Well, it's the strangest thing. She ate some bad mayo on a sandwich and got sick. But on the way to the bathroom, she slipped on her freshly waxed floor and knocked over a huge hamster cage. She tried to pick the cage up and threw out her back. And then the hamster escaped and was so mad it bit her on the hand. Can you imagine all that happening to the same person at the same time?
No, I never really heard weird.
Weird. That's
strange.
That's
ridiculous. It could never happen.
I think it's going really well, Mandy.
Do you think Eugene's playing it up too much?
Oh, well, he's a ham at heart.
Well, if you get a chance, ask him to tone it down just a bit. Is everyone ready for the second part?
I hope so, because it's starting.
Places, everyone!
So I just want to say thanks, everyone, for making the Easter program a complete success.
Ah, but a cast is only as good as its director, Mr. Whitaker.
Right. Let's hear it for Whit.
Huzzah! Yeah, right.
Thank you. Thanks, Connie, Eugene, and thank you all. Now, enjoy the party because you deserve it.
Ooh, is that the phone?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go get it.
So, how'd you like being in your first Easter play, Mandy?
I liked it, Mr. Walton. You were a good Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, thanks, I think.
My compliments on your portrayal of the angel at the tomb, Miss Strausberg.
Thanks, Eugene. And you made a great sheep.
How can you say that? He had one line. Bah. And he missed it because he got his hoof caught in Jesus' sandal.
Mishaps are when true talent is most prominently displayed, Mr. Walton.
Oh, so what talent were you displaying when you fell off the stage?
Who is on the phone, Whit?
Oh, just a friend, and he needs some help with his business, so I'll be going out of town tomorrow.
For how long?
I don't really know, but while I'm away, there are some things I'd like done. Connie, we're running out of ice cream. Would you make 10 gallons tomorrow morning?
Okay. Hey, can I use your new ice cream maker?
I better use the old one. Eugene,
mm-hmm.
I need you to fix the glitches in the Noah program in the Bible room.
Actually, Mr. Whitaker, why don't I simply redo the entire program?
Just the fixes will be fine, Eugene.
Okay.
Bernard, could you wash the windows tomorrow?
Sure, first thing.
Good.
Mr. Whitaker, I signed up to be the cleanup person for the play.
I was just getting to you, Mandy. The mops and brooms are in the kitchen closet, and I want everyone to help you move the props to storage. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed,
yeah.
Sir.
Very clear. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Then I only have one thing more. Bernard?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you start a popcorn fight at the end of Act Two?
I keep telling everyone it wasn't me. It was her.
Oh, Bernard, you promised you wouldn't tell.
Sorry, Mom.
Connie, I've cleaned up all I can in the little theater. Can you help me move props now?
Not yet. Hey, have you heard of Megaworld?
Are you kidding? What kind of kid would I be if I didn't know about Connellsville's latest amusement park? Is it open?
No, not yet. But if I win their song slogan contest, I could get a pass for the grand opening.
Wow. But aren't you supposed to be making ice cream?
First things first. Here's what I have so far.
Mega, 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 mega world. Ride the rides and then you'll hurl.
Miss Kendall, are you well? It sounded as though you were choking.
Ha ha, very funny.
Thank you.
Eugene, can you help me move props now?
My apologies, Miss Strausberg, but I'm in the midst of programming my new Noah's Ark adventure.
Whit told you to just fix the old one.
I assure you, Mr. Whitaker will be most appreciative when he sees it.
Well, before you get back to your programming, could you bring out a tub of pistachio mint from the back freezer?
It would be my pleasure, if you'll excuse me.
I've been trying to do that for years.
I heard that.
Oh, okay, I heard that.
I heard that, too.
Good afternoon, Bernard.
Yeah, if you say so. Have either of you seen my ladder?
It's out back. Are you going to do those windows first?
Sure, when I get around to it, at least.
If you're not doing them now, could you help me move?
Joe Finneman told me if I got his windows done today, he'd pay me 10% extra.
Didn't you tell Whit you'd do the windows here today?
No, I said I'd do them tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but you said it yesterday.
And I'll say it again today. I'll do them tomorrow.
But then when tomorrow is today, today's yesterday will be yesterday's today, and the windows still won't be done.
Sure they will. Tomorrow. Of course, by then, tomorrow will be today, so I may never see you again.
Bernard.
You're as easy to tease as a possum stuck in a sewage grate.
What?
Now, before I get my ladder, how about some ice cream?
Oh, sure. What kind?
Oh, something like me, exotic with a touch of mystery. Got any vanilla?
Of course. Hey, Eugene, bring out some vanilla, too.
I'd be most gratified to. Were there any to bring?
What? We're out of vanilla?
We're out of vanilla and everything else.
But I saw three tubs in there.
Indeed, three empty tubs, which is why Mr. Whitaker requested that you make more.
What are we going to do about the afternoon rush?
Not we, you. I have a program to finish.
Now, you see, this is what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Well, I better get over to Joe Finneman's.
Speaking of not doing what you're supposed to do.
Oh, all right. Before I go, I'll hose down these windows and then give them a real washing tomorrow. Kid always nags you.
And I'm going to make some ice cream. Fast. How? With this. Whit's new ice cream maker. Now, where's the power button? Yeah. Now I'll be done in no time. Oh, no! The switch broke! Help, Eugene!
Miss Kendall, are you singing again?
No, I'm not singing!
Well, what are you doing?
Building a bridge. What does it look like I'm doing? Her sweater is stuck and the switch is broken.
Now you know why Mr. Whitaker didn't want you to use this machine.
It was an emergency! And now is not the time for a lecture, Eugene! Please help me!
Remain calm. The solution is to simply unplug it.
Oh, then hurry up with your solution. I'm about to become a giant ice cream cone. What happened, Eugene?
Are you all right? And where's the rest of your hair?
Yeah.
Ice cream. Leaked on plug. Not good. Ow.
Hey, did we just have a power surge?
Eugene was helping me with this ice cream machine and it kind of backfired on him.
Oh, good. Then it wasn't me.
You?
What wasn't you?
Well, I was hosing down the windows and didn't notice someone left one open in the computer room.
What? You didn't? My computer!
So water does hurt those things? You're getting ice cream on your jeans there, Connie.
I know.
I almost have you out, Connie. Ugh. There.
Thanks, Mandy.
Oh, it's ruined. Ruined, I tell you. Ruined.
You took your computer apart?
I was installing more powerful plug-in cards to write the new Noah's Ark program.
Oh, sorry, Eugene, but at least it's cleaner than it's ever been.
Why couldn't you have used your squeegee instead of a hose?
Well, I was in a hurry. Why did you have to open the window?
Because it was too stuffy in the computer room.
Well, Eugene, if you had just fixed the old program in the Bible room instead of trying to create a new one in the computer room, you wouldn't have needed to open a window.
Yeah, or take your computer apart.
Well, Miss Kendall, if you had made ice cream this morning instead of using a new machine you weren't supposed to be using, I would have been in the computer room to prevent Mr. Walton from hosing down my CPU.
Oh, you
would not. Don't you understand? It's precisely your fault that caused
the windows are supposed to be closed.
Hold it, everyone.
Whit!
Mr. Whitaker.
What is going on here?
What are you doing back so early?
Well, maybe you should answer my question first.
Well, Miss Kendall,
well, it's not my fault.
I'm
Hans
Kronk. And not do what you told me to do.
All right, all right. Quiet. I think I get the picture. Mandy, I saw the little theater on my way in. You did a good job.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
In fact, the friend I was helping out is opening a new amusement park, Mega World.
Mega World?
He gave me some free tickets for the grand opening next Saturday. Mandy, maybe you'd like to take your family.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. But I think Connie wanted to go.
Yeah, Connie wanted to go.
Connie will be busy with other things.
Oh, yeah, Connie will be.
I can't believe the rest of you didn't do a single thing I asked you to do.
Well, we didn't expect you back so soon. We just sort of got sidetracked, that's all.
Well, you think maybe you can get unsidetracked and finish your jobs now?
I'll just clean up this mess.
Eugene?
Well, since I don't have a computer of my own to work on anymore, I'll just be in the Bible room.
Bernard?
I didn't throw any popcorn. It was my mother. I didn't do that. And actually, I was going to do a quick job over at Joe Finneman's.
Yeah, well, I passed by Mr. Finneman's on my way in, and he was doing the windows himself.
Oh, well, then I guess there's no reason why I can't do your windows now.
No reason at all. Well, at least one good thing came out of all this. I think I know what my Sunday school lesson will be on.
What, Mr. Whitaker?
The parable of the servants in Luke 24.
Oh, yeah, where the master comes home and the servants who didn't do what they were supposed to do were cut into pieces. Whew, talk about harsh. I think I'll go make some ice cream now.
Good idea. Well, your plays were a hit, Mandy. You did a fine job.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. I had a great cast.
Well, enjoy the cast party.
You're not staying?
No, I'm actually leaving town for a few days to help out a friend.
Really? Don't tell me. You don't know when you're going to be back, and you want me to clean up the little theater while you're gone.
No. No, I'll be back on Tuesday afternoon. And there's a crew cleaning up the theater right now.
Oh.
But that does remind me, we are running a little low on ice cream. Connie.
I think Connie, Eugene, and the others are happy that Whit isn't like the proverbial master in Matthew 24. Hopefully they all know now that when our parents or our boss or especially God tells us to do something, we'd better do it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Mandy's debut was written by Kathy Waringa and Charlie Richards and was directed and produced by Phil Lawler. The program was recorded live at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Anaheim, California. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Dave Madden, and Will Ryan. Sound designed by Jonathan Crow and Rob Jorgensen, with special assistance by David Samuel. And our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.